2719 Duitt Signing. Tax title and license extra. 350 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4 liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25 cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Amir George, and I've had him on other programs. He talks about certainly the persecution of Christians throughout the world, and I thought his information was great. I wanted to actually address this audience. So, Amir, thank you very much. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and about your concern about what's really going on throughout so much of the world, but we're not hearing about here in America.
Well, thank you for having us. The book is called Liberating Iraq, and it's kind of a play on words, because when you mention that, most people think that liberation in Iraq was all a big mistake. And we put the book together for two reasons. One, to say thank you to the families of the 4,888 who gave their lives in Iraq, and the 32,000 who were injured, and the 2.5 million who served. But also to tell the story of the Assyrian Christians, and also the Christians throughout the Middle East, and the very difficult time they're in right now. And that's really what we put the book together for. It's called Liberating Iraq.
All right, would you go ahead and tell the story?
Well, first of all, most people think that everything that happened in Iraq was a mistake, but the title really speaks of what we believe were two liberations. The first liberation, what everybody knows about, that troops came in, Baghdad was freed, and then for those of us that were there, we watched a very hopeful time, but then it turned, not so well, and a pullout that should not have happened. But there was a second liberation, and that was 2.5 million, mainly young Americans, who fanned out over a country that had been destroyed by 40 years of Saddam Hussein. And over a period of almost 10 years, they brought that country back. They brought the people back. They gave them hope again, just like America did after World War II in Europe and in Japan, after the Korean War, and took a broken people and gave them hope again. And I think that's the story that we really want to tell, because that second liberation is succeeding beyond measure. There's still many problems, but just before we were on, one of the news stories that came on was what's happening in Egypt. And I think that's probably the clearest example of how this second liberation was successful. People probably be surprised to realize that America was on the wrong side of what happened in Egypt. The American government supported, believe it or not, the Muslim Brotherhood. But the people throughout the Middle East have been empowered now. They watched what happened in Iraq. They got their hope back again. They realized that no one was going to help them, and so they did it themselves. And in Egypt, they threw the bad guys out, the bad guys that America had supported. And unbelievably, within this last week, they declared the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, the precise organization that America and this mistaken approach that happened, towards the end of Iraq supported. So that second liberation is doing well. And most recently, the Iraqi prime minister was in Washington essentially saying to America, please come back again. We need you. I don't think there could be a more ringing endorsement of the fact that the sacrifice of 2.5 million Americans who loved the people back was successful beyond the dreams.
Well, now, basically, of course, but the Christians have been pretty well driven out of Iraq, haven't they? I mean, certainly.
It's good to look at figures. When we were there during Saddam's time, we met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and at that time, they gave the Assyrian Christian population as approximately 2.5 million. That's about 10% of the population. Remember, this is the backstory, but Iraq used to be Assyria, and the Assyrian people were the first people group that accepted Christianity following the death of Christ, and Assyria became the first Christian nation. So most people assume that, you know, if it's the Middle East, everyone's an Arab and everybody's a Muslim. Nothing could be further from the truth. Historically, the Middle East was essentially Christian and Jewish. There were some minor faiths, but the Arabs basically lived in the desert. They were Bedouins, they had no fixed address, and they were not influential throughout the Middle East. It was only later, and even as late as the 1950s, for example, half of Baghdad was Jewish. And the Christian Jewish population of the Middle East was about 20%. Now it's down to under 2%. So what's really happening in the Middle East is that because of the rise of radical Islam, especially following the fall of Khomeini, the Christians and the Jews have been driven out of much of the Middle East. But we see the tide turning in what's happened in Egypt. And I think one of the most telling and one of the most encouraging signs that, in fact, the Second Liberation was successful is that just days ago, the Muslim Brotherhood said that the Egyptians' people now are supporting the spread of Christianity. I don't know how else you could put it. I think the tide has begun to turn, finally, because the Christians and the Christians throughout the Middle East were more important than just this, as it were, their faith, because it was the Christians and Jews that literally ran the economies of the Middle East. You know, the gas stations and the supermarkets and the local shops. And when they were driven out, what's happened in the Middle East is more of an economic collapse than anything else. And the people have finally woken up to that fact, that these people are needed to run their country. And in Egypt, they said, that's it. In Iraq, with all of its problems, and with, of course, many of the Christians left to Syria, where they've had a difficult time, as well as to other areas. But throughout the region, especially with this turning in
Hold on, thoughts. We'll be back in just a moment with Amir George.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan, our guest, Amir George. We're talking about what's going on in the Middle East. Now, were you in the Middle East? What were you doing there?
Well, we used to, my father particularly would usually go regularly to help our relatives there. So we were there before the war, basically just taking care of our family there. Because, you know, people were worried as to how things were going to develop. And in the book, we talk about the days leading up to liberation. And things were so desperate that the talk in Baghdad was if the Americans didn't come, there was going to be a mass suicide because the people could no longer stand to live under Saddam. The situation had become so desperate. So that's kind of the backdrop to how things, you know, began. And
now,
then
mass suicide on the part of the Christians or the people as a whole?
Just the people in general. I remember my uncle looking at me and he said, let the Americans come. He said, we know they're not going to kill people. People will die because it's war. But he said, Saddam has killed a million of our people. He said, my little grandson gets up every morning and goes to school and studies Saddam Hussein. We have two television channels, Saddam 1 and Saddam 2. He's on the money. He's on the street corners. He's on the walls. He said, we can't take it anymore. He said, let them come. He said, I would happily die in whatever was needed to get rid of him. And that's how desperate the people were. They'd given up on the United Nations. They'd given up on everybody because nobody cared. And the only way to get rid of him was in that way. So, of course, times are not are difficult. No one's saying they aren't. But freedom is something that you have to have lived under a situation where it didn't exist to understand how critically important it is. Things are tough. No one is disputing that. But for the first time in these people's lives, you know, they can get on the internet. They can use a cell phone. They can talk without fear. You know, freedom is rough. You know, look at what happened when communism fell. Right, it took 20 years for Germany to settle down. So. What's happening throughout the Middle East, we believe, as difficult as it is the beginnings of what happened in Europe following the fall of communism. It's rough. It's a lot of crazy stuff goes on. But the general march is a march forward, and it was triggered by 2.5 million Americans who went there and liberated a country that people had given up on.
Now, what happened? You mentioned that certainly 80-90% of the Christians have fled from Iraq. Where did they go, and where did the Egyptian Christians go?
There's a number of different views, but you know, many people think that the Copts in Egypt are also Syrians as well. But if you want to specifically in terms of Iraq, initially a lot of the people moved to Syria, and that's where the real difficulty has come now, because Syria has always been relatively stable. Another group, of course, you know, left to Europe, to Australia, to the U.S., but not in such large numbers. And also a large group moved into Jordan, some as far as Egypt, because there's a large Assyrian community there, essentially just kind of waiting things out. But also people forget that Iraq is just not one, you know, mammoth country. We basically divided into four groups. Some people may will remember the Biden plan, where the current vice president suggested that Iraq should be allowed to break up into its four groups. The south is what we call Shiistan. The middle is Sunnistan. The northeast is Kurdistan, and then there's the Syrian area. So the northern part of Iraq is incredibly stable. You get off the plane, you'd think you were in you know, Dubai or another, you know, booming area of the Middle East. So a large number of the Christians have moved from some of the, you know, the less safe areas of Iraq into the northern area, which is essentially the Syrian area. And those that went to Syria have had to come back. So, of course, many people left, but now a lot of these people are coming back as well as, you know, returning to these areas that are much safer than the other parts of Iraq.
Well, now, what is happening to the Christians in Syria? Because my understanding is that the radicals there that we're backing are killing the Christians.
Yeah, the strangest thing is that for some reason, and this is, you know, when you're in the Middle East, they've all got a conspiracy theory. But for whatever reason, halfway through the liberation, America has started to get on the wrong side. And the difficulty is, you know, when you're in the Middle East, the way people pick sides, I shouldn't say the way generally, but what we would call the good guys, you know, the freedom-loving, democratic, open people, they look at the people who are in charge, and they look at two things: do they have a beard? If it's a man, or if it's a woman, is their face covered? And that's usually the clearest sign as to how things are progressing. And, you know, people think that, you know, the women used to cover their heads forever and the men wore beards. This is all recent. It was up until, especially after the fall the coming of Khomeini. But what essentially happened was this in Syria, the government is a very I think if you would talk to Saddam as well, he would say in defending himself, because he initially, you know, he's the same party, the Iraqi party, the Ba'ath party in Iraq is the, essentially the same party that rules in Syria. They were very secular, very anti-radical Islam, but they, as they say, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Initially, they started out, you know, to organize things, but went overboard. And I think in Syria, the difficulty is that the Saad family and the Alawites are. I mean, it's you know, if you're in Syria, it looks, you know, in many ways like Europe to a degree. But they're fighting a very radical group of people, and just the most recent news that just came out just hours ago is that this supposed group that was supposed to be, you know, standing up against the Assad regime, in fact, is a radical Islamists who want to turn the country into a Muslim caliphate. And the same thing happened in Libya. So. For whatever reason, since about halfway through the situation in Iraq, the Americans have been on the wrong side in Libya, on the wrong side in Syria, on the wrong side in Egypt, and thankfully at least Jordan is still stable.
Well, I share your concern. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Amir, who's certainly has a family over there in Iraq and has been there. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Hello, this is Ann, and I wanted to ask, it's my understanding that over 80 churches, let alone I don't know how many thousands of Christians, have been the churches have been destroyed in Egypt or in that area. I'm not sure how tight an area that is. And I listened to Robert Spencer's information at Jihad Watch and Pamela Geller's information at Atlas Shrugged, and it has not gotten better in the Middle East. And in the Quran, it says 40 times you mentioned the word jihad, and 36 of them are to kill the infidel. So
all right, what did you hear the caller, Amir?
Sure. Excellent point. We would agree completely. It's more than 80 churches. The 80 churches are probably just in Egypt. And that is reflected throughout the area. I think in Iraq it's about 30. But in the immediate sense, that's true because there's been a dramatic backlash. For example, when the Muslim Brotherhood was thrown out, they've essentially gone underground now, and they're attacking the churches for the simple reason that the government now favors Christians in Egypt with all of its problems. So you're absolutely correct in the short term. The Christians have suffered in many areas, but in the longer term, specifically in Egypt, in Iraq, in Jordan, the governments, the American government has supported the Islamist side, and yet the people have stood up, and the opposition, to a large degree, is led by the Christians. The opposition in Egypt that led to the overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood was led by the Copts. So your point is absolutely correct. We don't want to, whitewash what's taking place. It's difficult. It's vicious. They're turning on the Christians in great numbers, especially in Egypt. But that's more of an act of desperation because the government has changed dramatically and favors the Christians now.
Okay, and the term kashia means that you can lie, etc.
It's what?
Takia. Will you describe the term, which means you can lie as a Muslim to further the jihad cause, Muslim cause. Takia.
Yeah, I think what you end up with essentially two views of the future. And that is putting in Sharia law, which is Saudi Arabia in particular. Is probably the most radical. But Sharia law is the law of the Quran. I mean, we would call it the law of the jungle. There's, as you said correctly, the most difficult thing about living under Sharia law is it operates in two fashions. If you're a Muslim, the rules apply to you in one way. If you're not a Muslim, they apply to you completely different. And
right.
As you well pointed out, under Sharia law and the Quran's teaching. You can lie to a non-Muslim. You can treat a non-Muslim woman completely different than you can a Muslim in the court system. It takes two to one. So simply put, the Sharia system has never worked. We often compare it to communism. And another big mistake is that people say 1 billion people throughout the world are Muslims. Nothing could be further from the truth. And if there's a bit of encouragement in all this, this monolith of 1 billion Muslims is not correct. I was talking to an imam one day, and I asked him, "You see, when you're born in many of these countries, you are Muslim at birth. No one asked you. No one." You didn't have a choice. And I asked him, if you took away the law and the force and the pressure, what percentage of the people really believe? And he got really quiet and he said, 5%, 3%. He said, this is our problem. Nobody really believes. So it's like under communism. People said you need to learn to get along with communism. You need to understand it. Hogwash. The people living under communism said, please, just let us be free. And 1 billion people, like I read after the fall of Iraq in Baghdad, I'll never forget, the people just kept saying one thing. We just want to be like you. We just want to be free. We just want to do normal things. We don't want this kind of bizarre type of government. So your point is correct short term, but long term, the long march forward has changed dramatically, and Can you imagine Egypt? Imagine these people betrayed by the country that was supposed to be helping them. And on their own, they threw the bums out. There could be nothing more encouraging to the whole Middle East than what's taking place in Egypt, even as we speak. Now, what will happen in the end, nobody knows. But the move is in the right direction.
Well, the TrevorLoudon.com also gives more accurate information. TRED, Victor OR, LOUD, David ON, Nancy.com.
The Middle East is in turmoil. We'll be back in a moment.
A natural or man-made disaster here. You have the will, the skill, and the gear. Full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And people have forgotten really the history of this part of the world. Basically, back in 1953, the United States went into Iran and overthrew the democratically elected government there, Mossadegh. They replaced that with the dictatorship under the Shah. And, of course, then the Shah was in power until 1979, when we overthrew the Shah and we installed Ayatollah Khomeini. And, of course, people have forgotten that. Of course, supposedly we're at odds with them, but people have forgotten. We installed that government, we put them in power, and we're still behind them, attacking them. But, of course, supposedly they're in conflict with us. And then, of course, the same thing is true in Iraq. We backed Saddam Hussein. Then we overthrew Saddam Hussein, and that whole part of the world is in turmoil. We overthrew the government there in Egypt, and then, of course, we installed the Muslim Brotherhood. Then we overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood, put in the current regime. We overthrew Gaddafi, and, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood's growing there. So much of what's going on doesn't make sense. We're backing the radicals in Iran. The average individual in part of Syria, the average American, really can't figure out what's going on over there, and because basically it seems that we're on the wrong side in so many instances. Of course, Amir hopes that this is going to lead to freedom in that part of the world. I wish he was right. I'm not convinced it is. I fear there's going to be a terrible conflict coming up there in the not-too-distant future, but we'll have to wait and see. Amir, how can people get hold of your book and your information?
Yes. If anyone's listening out there today that has a family member that gave their lives in Iraq or was injured or served, they can go to liberatingiraq.com, and we'd like to give them a copy of the book to each of the families that served. Just go to liberatingiraq.com, and we're doing a follow-up book to tell the stories of the 2.5 million that served. So if you have a story to tell of the time you were in Iraq, please send it to us. We think it's about time that the American people know that this was not a big mistake, and time will tell that it was a major shift in bringing back the Middle East to a more normal and a better place than it was.
All right, well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What do you hear about the fate of the Christians in Syria today? Do you have any contact there or any idea what's going on?
Yes, the Christians in Syria are for the most part supported of the Assad government. So the Assad government is basically winning the war, and the Christians are mostly in the government areas. The ones that have been attacking the Christians are these supposed rebels that were standing up against the government. So the situation for the Christians in Syria, aside from the fighting itself, of course, you know, many of them are some of the oldest Christian villages in the middle in Syria have been destroyed. But in terms of the situation of the country as a whole, it's moving towards towards the Assad government, and they've been extremely well towards the Christians. So in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the war still going on, the situation of the Christians has improved dramatically from what it was just even a year ago.
So basically, the Christians support the Assad government. The American government opposes Assad. We want to overthrow Assad.
Yes, they do.
And the radicals will slaughter the Christians. So why are we backing the radicals who are killing Christians? Why is America backing people who are killing Christians? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting you brought up Iran, because we specifically mentioned in the book the time we met. We were with the Shah of Iran shortly before he died in Iraq, and he died in Egypt. But the Shah was absolutely shocked. He couldn't understand. He said, why? You know, I remember he was sitting on his deathbed. He died 2 weeks later with tears streaming down his face. And he said, even if the communists had taken over after me, it would be better. He said, with these people, they'll take my country and put it back 500 years. People don't realize that Iran housed American military bases. Iran was the greatest friend of America in the Middle East. And it went from being a friend and a supporter and a host of American military bases to America's greatest enemy. And it was Jimmy Carter who put in the precise people that today are working against American interests. So one of the big confusions of the Middle East has been, why is America always on the wrong side? But I think what's happened is the quote, good guys of the Middle East have said, look, we're on our own. Nobody's going to help us. And they've taken things into their own hands. And that's what's happened in Egypt. So in spite of the mistakes, in spite of the failures, in spite of the Americans being on the wrong side, the good people of the Middle East have begun to stand up. And in Syria and in Egypt, they've stood up against the side that America has supported, and the good guys are winning. And I think that's a really encouraging sign. But it's a bad sign for America and America's leadership in the world that it should always be on the wrong side of history. And it's time for America to wake up because the world needs it. And the world needs it to be on the right side of history, not the wrong.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I certainly agree that everything we're doing is wrong. But, you know, Amir, the average American doesn't understand. I mean, he's so busy watching television, watching football. He's so busy and certainly watching what's happening economically here. And certainly being entertained. We have so much wonderful entertainment. He really is just totally oblivious to the terrible tragedy and suffering of the Christian element over there all throughout. It's not simply in Iraq, but it's all throughout the Middle East where Christianity is under attack and America seems to be backing the people who are killing the Christian. Doesn't make sense. How could you possibly explain it?
I think that the way that it affects everybody is this. And this is really the deeper issue. The world says, and this is, I keep going back to when we entered Baghdad shortly after liberation. The people were saying, we just want to become like you. We look up to America. We love America. We want to become like America. And we were shocked, as well as the Iraqis were shocked, when some of the Americans would say to them, no, you don't want to be like us. You know, we're an arrogant power, we're corrupt, we're this and we're that. And the greater issue for Americans is this. America, for all of its faults, is the leader of the world. They're the hope of the world. But what's happening now is Americans doubting that very hope. I in the book, we speak of the a press conference where a journalist walked up to the mic and he said, it was a press conference with the foreign minister of Iraq. And as often happened, he apologized before he said his question. He said, first of all, foreign minister, I would like to apologize on behalf of my country for invading your country, killing so many people, and doing it under false pretenses. And in the middle of his conversation, the foreign minister of Iraq slammed his head on the hand on the podium.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Our number is 877-254-7.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Amir George. The number is 877-254-7524. You were telling people that they could get your book, But could you once again put out your website, and is there a telephone number they could call, or do they just go to your website?
Sure. Yeah, they can come if they're interested in getting the book, or if they served in Iraq or a family member. They can come to liberatingiraq.com, and we'll be happy to get their stories and get a book out to them if they're interested. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, that's liberatingiraq.com, liberatingiraq.com. Well, before we went to the break, you were talking a little bit about, certainly about the dichotomy, basically, what's going on, and how so incomprehensible so much of it seems to be. Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, what I was referring to is what happens in not only in the Middle East but throughout the world directly affects Americans in the sense that if America loses its leadership in the world, the best example of that is the dollar. The dollar is the international currency of the world because America is the leader of the world. If that fails, the effect on the American economy will be absolutely catastrophic. So America's leadership in the world is a moral leadership, but it's also an economic leadership that causes America to be an economic success. And this is why it's absolutely critical for the situation throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, is that our friends, can you imagine being in Egypt and watching the American embassy support the Muslim Brotherhood? We watched in Iraq as the American government supported. I'll never forget sitting in a lobby of a hotel and listening as American officials met with radical Islamist organizations. So as I was saying before we went to the break, in response to this statement by the American journalist that said, you know, I want to apologize for invading your country, the Iraqi foreign minister slammed his hand on the podium, and he said, are you an American? He said, how dare you say something like that? Invaded? We were liberated. We were liberated from 40 years of a monster who had killed a million of our people. And he said, weapons of mass destruction? He said, they were buried in the desert, they were trucked to Syria, and they're flown into Iran. Sit down. And that's the attitude of the, quote, good guys, not only throughout the Middle East, but the world. They're worried that America doesn't believe in itself anymore. And I think that's the greater issue here. If America fails to believe in itself, the economic result of that, it will be absolutely catastrophic. So it's like but isn't it wonderful that people throughout the world, in spite of it all, in spite of all the problems and difficulties, still look to America and are begging America. They're saying, Americans, please believe in yourself once again. Be strong because we need you. I think that is also an encouraging sign. But at least in Syria, in Libya, in Egypt, in Iraq, America has been on the wrong side of history. America was on the wrong side of history in Iran, and as a result, our greatest friend in the Middle East is today the biggest enemy of America. So it matters. If you're listening today and you say, well, what we need to pull out of the Middle East and all the world, we need to take care of ourselves, nothing could be further from the truth. America is strong and an economic success because it's the leader of the world, and the dollar is the international currency. And that's based on America being in a leadership position. So it's absolutely critical for the American economy. Can you imagine what would happen if the dollar lost its role as international currency? The American economy would collapse overnight. And that's why these things matter.
I think that, unfortunately, is the fear many of us have. You cannot keep spending money you don't have, borrowing $1 trillion a year, which is what we're doing, or either that or just be creating it out of nothing, to continue financing programs that we can't afford. We're going behind $1 trillion a year. Sooner or later, we're going to lose our economic leadership of the world. And when we do, I share your fear that the world is going to be plunged into economic chaos. And the question is,
that's right,
why are we doing things that are so totally illogical?
Right. And the rest of the world is saying, get your act together, we need you. And I think at least that's that still is the atmosphere throughout the world. You know, they people think that the world hates America, and I'll probably, this is an interesting point. It's very shocking to be in the U.S. and realize how people think that the world hates America. Nothing could be further from the truth. The bad guys hate America. The leaders of these countries hate America, but not the people. In spite of all the propaganda they get, in spite of all the, you know, constant media message that, you know, America is degenerate and America is this and America is that. When an embassy opens visa applications to come to America, traffic stops. That's literally everywhere in the world, and nothing could be clearer than that. So the message to America is, you know, get your house in order, get strong, and remember that leadership comes with responsibility. And the whole world is basically cheering on America on, hoping that she'll be able to get over her economic situation and get her house in order and once again reclaim her leadership in the world. And that's really the way forward. Either.
Well, I certainly concur with you, and the question is, how are we going to get America headed in the right direction? The only way is for the American people to get involved, to realize, of course, that we have electronic voting machines. Every one of them can be rigged. We need to get back to have representative government. Unfortunately, we don't have that today. We seem to have electronic voting machines rigged that are giving us people who are not representing America. We got America back. Amir George and certainly liberatingiraq.com, liberatingiraq. Amir, I want to thank you so very much for being with us and look forward to having you on to one of our other programs. I think your message is important. It raises those vitally important questions for our listeners. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Beg your pardon?
Thank you for having us, and thank you for having us, and God bless you, and don't forget the Christians in the Middle East as they struggle in these difficult times.
And they do, ladies and gentlemen, and they're being slaughtered in many of those countries. And they're being slaughtered by the very people we're backing. But, of course, we don't talk about that on America. We're too busy on football. We're too busy on sports. We're too busy living a good life. But, of course, one thing turned out is theology. Bye-bye. God bless. Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Dan, hope you enjoyed the program with Amir this morning. In case you care, I wanted him to bring out the fact that we're backing the wrong people over there. Everybody looks to America for leadership. Everybody wants to be free like we are. And yet, are we really free? Or is there a small group that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about chaos throughout the world? I fear we're on the verge of a major war over there in the Middle East. How America will be involved, I don't know. But we're financing this radical Islamic movement in Iraq. We're financing the radical Islamic movement in Syria. We did finance the radical Islamic movement in Egypt. The people have overthrown it and trying to, of course, put down this radical Islamic movement. We've installed them, certainly in Libya. We overthrew the, and certainly were there when they tortured our ally, Gaddafi, to death, a man who made the concessions, done away with his nuclear weapons, done everything America asked, and then he was tortured to death. And ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to evil they fail to oppose. And if you're not actively involved in trying to get the truth out, you're part of the problem. How can you understand what's going on? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull down the various, get the DVDs, watch the DVDs we have posted there. I certainly listen to our programs. You can listen to them 4 hours a day live. Other programs besides this one. I certainly, we hope that you'll support us financially. We need your help to maintain our network of stations across America. And so if you'd like to certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family, or you can get our books and videos and DVDs. This helps to finance us. Certainly, if you have a product you'd like to sponsor, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, we hope that you'll use our medical products. We have all sorts of health products that you can, they're all listed. But if you're not taking certainly the supplementary magnesium and vitamin D3 and curcumin, flavonoid. There are many things that you need to take for your health that you're not going to read about through regular channels. And say I'm just about 85. My wife's not too far behind me. And we're in good health because we do take the products that we offer. So if you'd like to know more about them, my number is 1-800-544-8927. But you must understand that we're involved in the spiritual battle. And they're frankly powerful demonic forces in the world today. They're not imaginary, they're real. They have their website, and you can go to the trilateral.org website and look at their logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to understand. And if the good people are not involved, then the evil people are going to certainly take over. They are working and using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about World War III. And out of the chaos that's coming, they anticipate bringing in their one world government, one world financial system with the destruction of the dollar and in destroying Christianity and installing a new world religion. They know exactly what they're doing. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why in the military today, why you can't talk about God. Our military is becoming increasingly godless, and it is being used in becoming world dictatorship under the Antichrist. Our telephone number 1-800-544-897. Until tomorrow at the same time.